I realized something this morning that is just the latest example of why I'm washed. Like of all the many reasons that I'm washed.
These are always fun. How did you know that you were washed? 713-572-4610.
When did you know? What really solidified the point, the fact that you are washed? So I used to do, for 5 years, mind you, just under 5 years, exactly what Sean Pendergast did this morning. That is, watch the Rockets game, playoff game, big game, take your notes, you know, come up with some ideas, and sleep for less than 4 hours. I used to do that. I did it for 5 years.
Gross.
There is no way in hell.
Not even close.
There is no way in hell. And I did it.
My brother, I'm many years younger than you, as you know, and I don't say that as any level of flex. I say that to underscore the idea that you couldn't get me to do that for a week.
You couldn't?
I say that with all the respect.
You ain't filling in for the morning show?
No.
That's what was so frustrating. I was like, I used to do it and actually, you know, be okay. I would take a nap after the show. I wouldn't really hit, you know, because you have adrenaline and all that. It wouldn't really hit me until after the show, and then I'd go home and take a nap. Dude, I wouldn't be able to function. And here's the sad part, and maybe it's going to hit Sean here pretty soon. I'm not that much older than Sean. I think maybe 6-7 years, something like that. He's going to text and correct me if it's more than that.
Hi, Sean.
But there is no way in hell, Figgy. None. Yeah. None.
It's a young man. Well,
the morning show for me is a young man's game. I'll say it.
Yeah.
I will say it.
I just realized that I had a little bit of audio here that I forgot to send, but I will give you a general summation of it. Steph Curry, after their victory over the Rockets last night, 109-106, that put the series up 3-1 in the Warriors' favor. I don't know if y'all was watching it and saw Steph Curry out here talking that talk. You see him give that two to Dylan Brooks. Let him know you have two fouls.
Okay. I wasn't sure what that meant.
There was that.
I thought it was a little piece.
There was one time where they cut where like he was basically yelling. I was like, is he yelling profanity at somebody on the court? And I've got to confess, I understand that this probably isn't even like fair. I know people could contain multitudes, but it annoys me just how much people do the Steph Curry as humble Christian man.
Oh, yeah.
Baby face and all that. And he is like, he is a Christian dude. He seems to be like generally a good dude. I don't take that from you, but I don't feel like you get to be just that when you be out here shimmying and shaking and talking that crap, you know, on the court as frequently as he does. I'm just like, yo, why do people not consider him in that same way? And it was highlighted again last night when he did that. And started, and he was also complaining in ways. I'm like, hey, dog, really?
I'm glad he got that technical, too, by the way.
That's right. Which he earned. Yeah. He did earn that.
No,
one.
I thought they wasn't going to give it to him. I thought Dylan Brooks was going to be the one that didn't get it because he tried to hit the ball out of his hand.
Yeah. But well, he did get one.
Dylan Brooks was acting up, though. There were antics.
I was fine with that, but I thought they was just going to look right past Steph Curry and catch Dylan Brooks with the ball in his hand, or the red hand.
Yeah.
And I know that my guy Show, he's probably laughing at me right now because he thinks that I'm wilding on this. But I feel like this is a thing. I feel like people just talk about Steph Curry as if he's just this little cute. And I'm like, nah, man.
Yeah.
Like, he be out here talking more trash than some of these other ones.
And there's nothing wrong with talking trash.
No, I'm good with it.
But don't try to act like, oh, he's so sweet and innocent.
Yeah.
It feels like throwing rocks and hiding your hands. That's what it feels like.
I saw him in 2016 throw his mouthpiece.
Yo, yeah.
And all that stuff. Yeah. Get ejected. I saw all that stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Like, don't act like he just play the game right and all this other stuff. Nah, man. You be talking smack too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets under my skin, and I feel like last night was another one where I was like, I want y'all to see this. Y'all see it? Do you see it?
Man, I got to confess, I had secondhand embarrassment last night watching the Rockets, specifically Jalen Green. I was so embarrassed of that performance he put out yesterday to the point I think he was pretty much benched in the fourth quarter. I was so embarrassed because the end of the last game was when him and Draymond Green had some words. Mm-hmm. And you can see clear as day Draymond pointing at his nails.
Yep.
And I'm just like,
I reportedly said, go paint your nails.
and see, I wasn't embarrassed at that part. To me, at that point, I'm like, oh, Jalen got to drop 45.
Yeah.
He got to go off in this game. Yep. He just got to. And you lay a dud like that.
Yep.
And didn't even play in the fourth quarter, man. And all of this because of Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't ever want Draymond Green to get the last laugh.
Well.
And it looked like he about to get the last laugh.
It does.
Like, dog, that's, to me, that's like somebody talking about your homeboy. Mm-hmm. And they bring up, oh, your homeboy was out here wilding with some ugly girl. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. It's just like, dang, I can't even say nothing now.
Yeah.
Like, I got to take that on the chin. And now I'm embarrassed because he bringing my homeboy up.
I was embarrassed. It's understandable. Like, dude, man, show something, man.
Yeah, man. I thought Jalen Green, and this was me holding out hope, I thought he was going to come back with a monster game, man. Mm-hmm. Especially at how it ended last game.
And the other thing, and I mentioned this earlier, he could score 30 tomorrow night, and to me it wouldn't really even matter. Because you're down 3-1. You've already laid three eggs.
Wait, no, you got to stave off elimination.
No, there's no pressure now on him.
What you mean there's no pressure? You staving off elimination.
Get out of here. Stave.
But the thing,
dude laid three eggs, but see, and now you score 30?
But see, that's been his whole career, yeah. Feel like, man. Like, yeah. Lay a couple duds, and then, 42, and then you got all these Jalen Green stands like, yeah. Oh, see, where all the haters at now?
Yeah.
It's like, nah, I'm
dude,
like,
you're down 3-1.
Like, we know he can score, man. We know he can score. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all about being consistent, man. Mm-hmm. Like, dog, I ain't saying put up 40 points a night, but, yeah. Dog, let's be consistent with it, man.
Something, bro.
Yeah.
Both of y'all's confessions kind of ties in with one that I had last night in the midst of all this shenanigans, as you put it, antics that
the
were going
antics.
On in the second quarter. I was sitting there thinking to myself, I wonder what, like, Bill Laimbeer and Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and, you know, Dennis Rodman and some of those old Knicks players, you know, pick your favorite
Gary
Knicks.
Payton, what he Gary feel about Payton. Some of this.
I really, because the announcers were saying, we've got a mix-up or we got a melee. I think they said melee or something like that. And I'm like, that ain't no freaking melee. Yeah. That's people arguing. That's all that. I wonder what they were thinking. Like, you want to say, I mean, they would take dudes to the floor face first and just call it a foul.
You know what I think? I think that they were more mad about that than typical because, I mean, there's always kind of that contingent that looks at the NBA right now and goes, nah, man, y'all soft compared to. And I can understand how you get there, especially because of the way that things are officiated. Mm-hmm. I think that those types of guys, all those guys you listed, are probably looking at these playoffs like, yeah. That's what I like.
They allowed a lot more physicality.
That's what I'm saying. So I think that they were happy about that, and so they'd be really mad about on the other side in the midst of you allowing more physicality, then coming back and being like, oh, so they pushing and that's a problem? Y'all thought y'all was going to let them play.
They did that every possession.
Yeah. I will say this last game, they let a lot go, man. Like,
they did.
Dylan Brooks and Jimmy Butler at the free throw line, when they was in the free throw lane.
He called them a beast.
And he just.
He called them a beast.
Jimmy Butler had him by the neck.
Yes. I love that Bill Kennedy comes over like, did you say that about me? He's like, I was saying it about him.
And then they laugh. Okay, like, cool. Yeah, he did. He was. But I think, how many times they had two significant melees on top of the other ones that you just mentioned.
Quote, like, unquote melees.
Yeah, or whatever. Scuffles, mix up, dust ups. Punches would have been thrown. And I'm not saying I'm encouraging that. I'm just wondering what they were thinking. You know, what they were thinking. Like, you do that, I mean, somebody's going to throw a hand.
Now, I just get irritated with that. Oh, we got to review this play. It's just like, oh, come on, man. We just in each other's face talking smack. Yeah. And like, ain't nobody do nothing. And it was even worse I think it was the game on Saturday. It was the Clippers and the Nuggets. And James Harden kind of did a little jab or whatever that was.
Yeah, it did look jab-like.
They took 20, 30 minutes reviewing that, man. 22. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Like, you either going to give them a tech or throw them out, man. Yeah. Like, what are we doing? I don't know if they threw them out or not, but I'm like, what are y'all doing, man? Y'all taking too much of my time.
Remember when Charles Barkley lifted Shaq and threw him, body slammed him on the ground?
Was that on the show recently?
No, well, maybe, but I'm talking about it at the old compact center, like lifted him up, threw him on the body, slammed him on the ground, and Barkley threw the ball at him, and then he did that, and then they were throwing hands, and then you know what they did?
Get back to playing basketball.
Play on. Play on.
And 8-3-2, I'm not saying that this is exactly the same as basketball in the old days, but I mean, we saw a hand check, and we saw, hey man, them boys was getting physical with Steph Curry with that hand around the waist and everything. They've allowed a lot more physicality this postseason. Not just this series, but all these series.
I'm surprised nobody did throw a punch. That's how it was getting really physical. I was just irritated with the whole we got to go to the cameras and review it.
Yeah.
Like, what are y'all reviewing, man?
Yeah. And what would have happened
if it was a hostile act?
And what would have happened if somebody told Bill Laimbeer, go paint your nails?
Bill Laimbeer might have.
He might have met him in the locker room at that point.
He might have, like, rearranged his. Like, he might have, like, taken vital organs out of that person.
He would have gone. Silverback, it would have gone silverback gorilla on him.
It's possible. Yeah, it is possible, and I think that I thank you for making sure that it was Bill Laimbeer.
That could have gotten ugly fast very quickly.
So I'm very glad that you used that one in particular. But there you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Again, appreciation to the Men's Clinic for bringing that to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, a man who was drafted in this past draft. In lead up, he said something that I found to be really interesting. I want to examine it. Do you agree with Ashton Gentry that there is a running back renaissance happening in the NFL? 713-572-4610, because I want to talk about that next.